It's time for Over There with Mirella Rostroffer. Mirella is our European correspondent. She joins us weekly. She is over here, soon to be over there, certainly talking about over there. Hello, Mirella. How are you? We don't even know where there is.
Yes, hello, Jill. Yes, exactly. Or traveling, of course, but always having in mind our European topics. And I'm going to begin with Italy because it's a topic that we have been talking about a lot in the past years. And it seems like they are not really finding their way in forming in a new government since the last elections, which is already 2 months ago. And of course, we are going to say that time flies, but that's at least how one perceives that these days. There is no viable government since the election. There have been many rounds of talking together, three very important ones, and the different parties and leaders of the parties are not finding any agreement. So President Sergio Mattarella has two options in mind. Either he will form some kind of what he calls a neutral government, which will be taking care of the most urgent matters until the end of the year, and then new election will take place at the beginning of the year, or is thinking also of doing that much faster, and that would be already during the summer, probably in July. So it basically means that the three main parties, which are, again, the Five Stars Party, the Northern League, and the Forza Italia, led by the legendary Berlusconi. They don't agree on many topics, but I believe that immigration is one of the main topic. They cannot find any common ground, nor the economy, which is at the moment a very difficult one in Italy, considering that young people don't find work anymore. It's a touch easier for the people who already have a job, which usually are the parents or the grandparents of these young people. And this is what basically saves a little bit the economy, because they get help from their families. And as you know, Italy is a very family-oriented country, and still all these young people are apparently so desperate that many of them don't even go to the elections anymore. They don't choose anybody. There is a certain form of fatalism, of acceptance, that this is more or less how it is. Now, of course, one should not generalize, and many young people are very engaged and active in political life, but it has been lately a topic that young people are at this point quite desperate about this entire situation. So it's going to be again between these three parties. The parties are always very extremist, which is of course a choice that has to be thought of, but I think that is exactly what happens when one has a majority that is so desperate. Then desperate measures are taken, and usually extreme parties have then their chance. They actually would like to have the election already in July. Logically, it must be because they don't want to waste or lose this momentum. There is certainly a big chance for one of them, hopefully, to win over the other, while by doing that in January, it gives more time to basically change your mind. And that's what the leaders of these parties don't want. They don't want people to change their mind. On the other hand, of course, the situation can also become much worse. And then at the end, they have even a better chance. So three topics are on the top list. I would say immigration as the very first one, then economy as the second one, and definitely Europe. Being part or not, even though all of them have tried to back off a little bit from the idea of leaving the European community, but they would maybe ask for some changes in the current situation. So we'll see. It's going to be either July or the beginning of next year. But at one point, of course, Italy will have to decide who's going to be the next leader and how all these issues are going to be dealt with. Now, a more cheerful topic to quickly conclude our conversation today, and that would be the 71st festival, Cannes Festival in France. This is going to take place between the 8th of May until the 19th of May. It's going to be a jury led by Cate Blanchett, and with a very interesting selection of juries, and many women are going to be part of that selection, which definitely shows that it's in the air and that women, as of now, will be more represented in the movie world and others, hopefully. The opening film is going to be Everybody Knows from Asghar Farhadi. The mood is, again, one where, in spite of all the issues and all the problems that, of course, are inherent to every country, there is a real need also for something lighter, for something more creative, for something that is not necessarily linked to economy or Europe or immigration. I think it's going to be an interesting festival. On the 19th of May, the British people are going to have a big wedding. And all of this, obviously, is also supposed to take away a little bit from the daily pressure and give some pleasure to all sorts of people and from very different parts of the world. So if anything, those kind of events are definitely unifying.
Thank you very much, Mirella Rostroffer. Over there.
My pleasure.